SBS Radio.
In another late-night address to the nation, Prime Minister Scott Morrison told Australians their way of life will change again. The National Cabinet, made up of federal and state leaders, has agreed to more restrictions to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy says Australians must take these measures seriously and learn to change how we interact as human beings.
These measures are really draconian. We know that, but if we're going to control community transmission, we have to stop the capacity of this virus from spreading from person to person.
To do that, the National Cabinet advises contact with family members outside your immediate home should be limited. Mr. Morrison says that puts an end to large home-based social gatherings.
Going out for the basics, going out for an exercise, perhaps with your partner or family members, provided it's a small group, that's fine. Visits to your premises, to your house, to your residence, should be kept to a minimum and with very small numbers of guests. So that means barbecues of lots of friends or even family, extended family, coming together to celebrate one-year-old birthday parties and all these sorts of things. We can't do those things now.
A number of types of businesses will now be added to the list of those to close, some of which have already been impacted by the stage-run restrictions put in place on Monday. Beauty therapy, waxing, tanning, nail salons, spas and tattoo parlours will shut. But this excludes any health-related services such as physiotherapy. Food courts in shopping centres will only be allowed to serve takeaway food. Auction houses, open house inspections and house auctions will have to close, as will amusement parks and indoor or outdoor recreation centres. Social sports should be cancelled and public pools and libraries will be shut. Other popular public spaces like galleries, museums, youth centres, community halls, clubs and RSLs will also have to close their doors. And having previously advised Australians not to travel abroad, the Prime Minister confirmed all overseas travel is now banned.
Well, people shouldn't be doing it right now. That's the advice. So no one should be getting on a plane and going overseas. We've been making that point for some time.
Some activities can continue, but with restrictions. Hairdressers will remain open, but customers can only be in the salon for 30 minutes or less. Boot camps and personal training can continue in groups of less than 10, and social distancing must be enforced. Weddings can also go ahead, but with a maximum of 5 people, the couple, the celebrant, and 2 witnesses. Funerals will be limited to 10 people, who must stand 1.5 metres away from each other. And schools will remain open, although different states have taken measures to keep students at home. Professor Tony Blakely is an epidemiologist with the University of Melbourne. He says these measures are an attempt to flatten the curve of the virus.
Flattening the curve means that we still aim to slow down the transmission. We're just not aiming to eradicate it. But we slow it down so that the peak number of cases don't cause mayhem within our health services. We want to protect our elderly and those with chronic diseases so they don't get infected, and so that the more resilient people in our society, the younger people who are fit and healthy, less than 60, are the ones who get it at a controlled rate.
The National Cabinet will continue to refine its coronavirus response and is meeting again later this evening. Naveen Razik, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.